Oliver, thank you all for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Exciting times, my friend. We just had season 7 recently premiered on ABC. People were been waiting for this show to come back. What are you hoping they get out of this season now that it's in?
It's been a long time coming. Season 6 ended. I think we aired the last episode May of 2023. So it's about 9, 10 months off the air, and I think people are excited because, we post these behind the scenes and stuff as we go, and obviously we have these, the trailers and the posters come out, and it looked like it was going to be a big, explosive, high octane start to the season, and I hope we delivered.
What do you viewers gonna expect with your character, Buck? What could you tease us with or tell us a little bit about?
So we at the end of season 6, we had Buck in a new relationship. But at the beginning of season 7, we have quickly discovered that he's now single. So he is getting back amongst it and figuring things out. He's in his early 30s, and he's trying to push not too hard for some professional advancement and I guess some personal ones too.
What's great about Buck too, he's gone through like a significant growth throughout the series. How do you think his journey's gonna continue to evolve?
In the early seasons, he was pretty reckless, and very kind of, I like to describe him as gung ho, and he just calmed down a little bit as we've gone throughout the years. And I think this season is much of the same. He kind of has fallen into this most co-parenting role with his best friend, and so that's a big part of his life, and I think that's helped kind of steady him and provided some stability. So I think, yeah, he's just kind of growing into an adult rather than like a big man baby.
Throughout the seasons also, like, what have you learned for yourself? Like, what have you learned playing this role?
In terms of like being a firefighter, or you mean just in general?
Just in general, a little bit of everything, yes.
Well, it's funny. So my journey kind of mirrors Buck in a lot of ways, right? So when we started the show, Buck was the rookie into this firehouse, and when I joined, I was, in terms of like acting experience compared to the rest of the cast, I was also kind of the rookie, right? I was the greenest of the bunch, and so we've kind of grown up a little bit there together, and those lines have been a bit blurred, and we've both come to understand our own worth a little bit and what we can bring to the table, and I think, kind of as I described, and we both kind of just settled down a little bit. And taking it all in and not try to push too hard, but just start to enjoy the ride.
What do you think about their like the relationship with Buck and Eddie? A lot of the fans have like pressure. They have like strong opinions about that relationship.
Yeah, they do. Which, listen, I'm all for it. Like, I think that's a great thing. It's great that people care enough about the show and about the characters to have strong opinions. I've gone through different phases over the years of really wanting to tiptoe around what we say, because we don't want it to be interpreted wrong and get people's hopes up, and then other times where kind of we've landed at the moment where I think like we just have to make the thing. You can't have the audience interpretation in mind too much when you make it. You have to make it almost in this closed little box, then you put it out into the world, and people can take from it what they want. And it is great that people do take different things from it, right? That's the point in art, whatever level of art you think you might be making, is you want different people to look at it and take different things and feel different things when they watch it.
One of my favorite things on the show is Buck's relationship with Bobby, kind of like a father-son duo type of thing. Like, how would you describe that bond between those two characters?
Yeah, it's this fine line, right, between just professional mentee mentor, but then, as you say, there's absolutely a kind of father-son relationship, and I mean it mimics what me and Pete Krauser, who plays Bobby, what we have in real life. I mean, he's become a really great friend of mine, but also somebody that if I had career questions or concerns or just wanted to know anything, business side of the industry, can sit down and talk to him, and he's, wise and has been on a lot of TV shows. So yeah, it's been really nice to have that kind of Buck and Bobby relationship mirrored in Oliver and Peter.
What's the best advice he's given you offset about career acting?
So in the first season, right? So the first like three or four episodes of the season, they're very Buck heavy. And I was like, yeah, I'm on this new TV show. I'm like, I have a bunch to do. And then this episode came where I did very little. And I said to him, like, hey, man, do you think I messed up? Like, they gave me a bunch of material to work with, and now I'm quiet in this episode. Like, did I blow it? And he was in his, I think he was 52 at the time, and I was 26. And he said, listen, I get it. He said, when you're 26, you always want to be thrown the ball. You know, you want to show what you can do. So when you're 56, when you're 52, sometimes it's nice to sit on the bench. So you know that, listen, it's great when it's busy, but it's important to take in those restful times as well.
Filming this and everything, you know, let's tackle some intense, like, emotional scenes and stuff like that. Does it take any drain on you? Like, does it bring you down sometimes filming those scenes?
I don't think I would say it brings me down. In actual fact, it's almost the opposite. Like, the deeper stuff or the harder stuff to get into is what's kind of invigorating about it, right? Like, you want heavy material. You want to really be able to have the chance to get stuck in with it. You know, those are the things that at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I had a great day. Like, I really went there. I really delved in as hard as I could into that. So yeah, I would actually say it's kind of the opposite. That's the most energizing aspect of it.
What's like a dream Buck storyline that you'll see someday, or tell the writers, hey, I want to try to do this. Have you thought about anything like that?
You know, it's something that we kind of have touched on a little bit. I would love to see a scenario where Pete's character is steps aside for whatever it may be, like this season he's on a cruise, and Buck is given some responsibility. Because we've seen moments where, due to other people being injured, he's had to step up and take that responsibility and done well with it. So I would like to see some kind of situation where it's handed to him rather than there are no other options. So yeah, kind of given that respect and that the faith put in him of, hey, you're ready to handle this on your own.
Yeah, a few years ago we saw your character do a crossover. Now that the show's on ABC, could something like that still happen? There's been talks about that.
I mean I don't think with the show that we did previously crossover with, but there is certainly going to be crossovers. You know, we have one this season. It was recently confirmed that we are going to have some crossover with The Bachelor. So being on ABC just opens us up to a whole boatload of shows that we can cross over with that we didn't have that potential with before.
How many episodes are we expecting this season?
We're just doing 10. You know, we had obviously a strange year for the industry last year, right? And kind of truncated season this year, where we'll just get through 10. But it's actually been quite nice because, I mean, we usually do 18. But by doing 10, it's kind of meant that every episode is great. Like, it's filled with really good, juicy stuff. So, 10 episodes, but I hope 10 very exciting episodes.
Have you finished filming all 10?
No, we are on episode 7 currently. Ooh. So we still got a little while to go. So actually, when I say 10 great episodes, I can only guarantee 7 great episodes. I haven't read 8, 9, and 10, but I like to think they'll be every bit as good.
All right. So 1 through 7, is there a specific episode, obviously you don't give us spoilers, that you can't wait for the viewers to watch about your character or about a certain storyline?
I'm really excited for episode 6. It's I think it may have been announced. In fact, I know it has. It's we've kind of been building up to this wedding between Jennifer Love Hewitt and Kenneth Choi's characters. So episode 6 is the wedding, but it's very far from a typical television wedding. In typical 911 fashion, it's filled with chaos, but I think it's really, you know, it's heartfelt and heartwarming, but also a lot of fun, and yeah, as I say, infused with plenty of chaos.
Amazing. As an actor also, like, how do you balance the intense drama of the show, especially where there's like sometimes we have some humor in it also?
Yeah, which is great. You know, we talk about it on set sometimes, that like we have the ability on the show to play so many different things. So it's just fun more than anything. And there's such a specific, it will be hard to articulate it, but there's something in the scenes, in the way that it's written, that it's so clear what tone we're going for in or the writers are intending for each particular scene. So you're right, there are some, you know, really quite outlandish comedy scenes, and then there are other moments that are really grounded and heartfelt and dramatic. And so as an actor, to get to play through all those different tones on the show is, it's a lot of fun. But I also think as an audience member, it means that you can kind of watch a show in any mood, because there's usually something for you, whatever you fancy watching.
Amazing. Last question. 911 has a dedicated fan base. Have you ever run into like a fan in the streets or anything, and have they stopped to talk to you about Buck or anything?
Yeah, you know, it's a show that obviously has quite a large audience. So it's nice. You know, I have never had an interaction meeting somebody in the street that hasn't been lovely. You know, it's always been sweet and respectful, and it's nice. You know, it's a feel good show, and it reminds me that that is exactly what it's doing. It seems to make people feel good and feel hopeful, and that's the kind of energy they give me back. And yes, yeah, it's a joy. Like, truly it is.
Amazing. Oliver, how can the listeners and viewers find you on social media and I'll keep up with you? I know you've been posting pictures of the season coming up and everything.
Yes, sir. You can find me just on Instagram. That's the only one I'm on. And it's Oliver Stark, 2 Ks, because somebody else had Oliver Stark with one. So I'm there. And yeah, we like to post little bits of the season as we go. So that's where you can find me.
Amazing. Oliver, I want to thank you for giving me a few minutes today. This was great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.